Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the number one story in the country. And I guess we feel like when somebody's rich and successful, they become sort of larger than life, Roger, and they can never die.
And a high-profile target.
Yeah, much less in a single-car accident.
Yep.
But he did. Vin Sampella.
Oh, yes.
He's the number one story in the country right now. Best known as the co-creator of the Call of Duty franchise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Co-founder of Infinity Ward. Went on to co-found Titanfall, Apex Legends, and Star Wars Jedi developer Respawn Entertainment. Died in a single car accident in Los Angeles on Sunday. He was only 55. Was driving through the San Gabriel Mountains, which is reportedly, I've never been there, but beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And his car just veered off the road. He hit a concrete barrier. A passenger was ejected and died. Two of them did. We don't know who that passenger was yet. They haven't released it. But he was driving his 2026 Ferrari 296 GTS, excuse me.
I would suspect, and I have no way of knowing this, that is a mountainous, curvy stretch of road, and it sometimes gets treated as something like a hill climb exercise for sports car enthusiasts.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
Basically, so many video games that so many people have played, and, you know, Medal of Honor, Allied Assault, Call of Duty, Infinity Ward, so,
That was an ironic way for him, Lord rest him, to pass.
Yeah. I think that's why this has garnered so
absolutely
much attention. All right, this needs to get some attention, too. Two really important races, and the Democrats are doing something really brilliant here. Diane Mitchell, conservative, she's going to be absolutely great if she's elected.
Mm-hmm.
House District 21. Election day is today. You're like, wait, what? 2 days before Christmas? Yeah. 2 days before Christmas. It's weird, but that's just how it worked with the resignations and the timing of it. So you need to go vote for her and you need to vote for Lee Bright. Here's what the Democrats have done. They didn't run candidates against them in the general election. I guess hoping that everybody would go to sleep and not pay attention. And instead, they're running them as write-in candidates in a really low turnout election. Diane Mitchell was telling me yesterday the early voting total votes cast, 400.
Yeah. Well, for any special election, and unfortunately this is almost uniformly true in the upstate, the turnout is dismal at best.
Yeah, they usually go to a couple thousand votes, though. Yeah, I mean, this one, I don't know if this Senate seat and this House seat will even go to 1,000 votes. So you need to vote for them. Let me tell you where you can find her, MitchellForHouse.com. There's a link there that helps you find your voting location. And some of the places, this is, you know, Five Forks Baptist Church, Crossroads Baptist Church, Southside Baptist Church, Fellowship Greenville Church. So this is, you know, Greer, Simpsonville, Old Spartanburg, Rowan Taylor's, Grace Baptist Church, Advent United Methodist Church, Woodruff Road, and Simpsonville. Just to give you an idea, if you live in the district, these are going to be two really great people in our legislature.
And a word on those polling places, because of the schools being out for the holidays, there are changes in the polling places where you went to vote in the primaries, the handful of you who did.
Yes, and for some people.
So it is hoped, for some people.
Not everyone. Mine is my usual one. So when my husband and I are going to go vote today for Lee
So we're posting those and showing the consolidations on our website, 989WORD.com as well, both for the Senate seat and the House district as well.
Okay, and it just to help people out, it's 989WORD.com, right? And then you go right there to the front page.
Look in the local news. There it is.
It says, special elections set for Tuesday in two upstate races. And you've got all of the consolidated polling places right there, including District 12 State Senate.
Yep.
And I really want to get Lee Bright particularly elected because in the Senate, one senator can put a hold on stuff. And literally having Lee Bright in the Senate could make the difference between having another gas tax increase or not.
He is the worst nightmare of the GOP club down there.
Right, because they're not really Republicans, and he is. That's why. And I hate to see an actual Republican walk in there. They're a bunch of Democrats, you know, wolves in sheep's clothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so they hate to see Lee Bright walk in there because he ruins their party, which is what we want. We want that. They're not really Republicans. So... this is a great day to do a lot of damage to Democrats everywhere by going and voting for Lee Bright and for Diane Mitchell. So please do that. And again, that's House seat 21 and Senate seat 12. So please don't forget to go do that today. It's be easy to. It's really important. Texter writes, Tara, go to the voter registration page on Greenville County website. It'll tell you where your precinct is because it is probably different than normal. In some cases, it is.
It's different.
Not always. Mine's not. Voted in and out in 3 minutes. This is going to be really quick for you. If you're like me, you're polling places on your way home. So texter writes, let's see. Just voted in and out in 3 minutes. Another texter writes, hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Yeah, well, you too. Certainly appreciate that. By the way, Hunter Biden... Roger just did an interview in which he claimed there is no laptop.
Okay. never mind anyway.
So that's that is fascinating right there because
it does not exist.
It does not exist given that even the New York Times and the Washington Post have authenticated it.
Yes.
So I don't know if they're going to cover that in their newsroom today or if they're going to consider a retraction or
it's like the device does not exist and there's nothing on it anyway.
Right, exactly. And then, of course, there's the IRS whistleblowers who are investigating the money laundering on that laptop.
Yep.
It was documented there, and they seem to think there was a laptop, too. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
weird is the word.
Meanwhile, this in the news, Rob Reiner, Michelle Reiner, I still don't understand that. You know, it's very strange to me. I really want to insist on this in terms of that brutal murder. Their son had a very serious mental illness.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, had been diagnosed with schizophrenia. We talked about this yesterday in this segment.
Profound.
Diagnosed with schizophrenia, okay?
Profound. It was destroying.
Yes. So this is true mental illness. He was in a $70,000 a month facility. The doctors had just changed his meds. He was going kind of crazy because of it. Why was he at a party at Conan O'Brien's house with his parents? Now, his parents told Conan, hey, we need to have him with us to watch him. Why wasn't he in a facility, number one? Number two, he was acting so crazy. And this is why Rob Reiner and his wife explained to Conan O'Brien, hey, we're sorry he's here. We got to keep our eye on him. He was acting so crazy. Folks wanted to call 911. And Conan O'Brien, like, talked them out of it. Said, no, don't do that. That'll embarrass the Reiners. Can you imagine if they'd call 911, they might still be alive?
Yeah.
There's
that possibility. It really is. Because he could have gotten some help on the spot, you know.
Yeah. So that's just kind of a strange place for a person with full-blown schizophrenia who's having a psychic break because of his medication to be Conan O'Brien's house. So, I mean, this could have ended so much worse for a big number of people. That's what I'm going to say. Texter writes, Merry Christmas, prayers to that man's family. Much more saddened by the crash of the Biffle family and those on his plane. Yes, that was truly sad. Okay, coming up, I'm going to play that Tulsi Gabbard audio. It'll give you goosebumps from TPUSA, what she says is the greatest threat facing the Western world and why. I've never heard this take before. It's great. We're going to play it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Next. It was my favorite, absolute favorite speech at TPUSA this weekend. This part gave me chills. Best speech hands down. Anybody gave. And coming from Tulsi Gabbard, it really said something. She's the director of national intelligence, the top spy in the entire country. She sees the intel from every agency, from the CIA to the NSA to the FBI. Because the director of national intelligence office is a fusion center. And what she said was the biggest threat facing the West is the same one from 9/11. It's Islamism. Combined with censorship. Combined with censorship. And combined with an alliance with the left. And she talks about how so many Western nations have already lost or are well on their way to losing their battle against it. And with that battle, with the loss of that battle, goes their most fundamental rights that make us Western democracies. Tulsi Gabbard, y'all.
This Islamist ideology is a direct threat to our freedom, because at its core, it is a political ideology that seeks to create a global caliphate that governs us here in America, threatening Western civilization, governance by Sharia law, governance by what they are calling their Islamic principles. And if you fail to comply, if you fail to adhere to this ideology, if you dare to exercise your God-given right to free speech, censorship is not what we face. They will use violence or any means they deem as necessary to silence us. If we don't take action to identify this threat, to define it, to call it out for what it is, and take action to defeat it, then we will find ourselves in a place where many European countries and countries like Australia have found themselves. Countries where you can get arrested for praying silently on the street corner, as has happened in the UK. Countries where you can be arrested for putting up a social media post that someone finds offensive somewhere. The threats from this Islamist ideology come in many forms. As we approach Christmas right now in Germany, they are canceling Christmas markets because of this threat. In places like Dearborn, Michigan, and Minneapolis, Minnesota, Islamist clerics are openly pushing this Islamist ideology, trying to recruit and radicalize young people. Earlier this year, there was a conference that was held representing organizations like the Council on American-Islamic Relations, also known as CARE, which issued a call to action to use American legal and political systems to implement Sharia law. This is already underway in places. This is already underway in places like Houston. This is not something that may possibly happen. It is already happening here within our borders. Paterson, New Jersey is proud to call themselves the first Muslim city. They are working to implement in their own governments these Islamic principles that are forced on people through the use of laws or violence. The bottom line is this: when we talk about the threat of Islamism, this political ideology, there is no such thing as individual freedom or liberty. As Charlie said over and over again, it is fundamentally incompatible with our nation's foundation of freedom. And at its core, when we understand that our freedom comes from God and no one else, we understand the seriousness of this Islamist ideology threat, because it means they deny that God is the one who has bestowed this right to freedom in every one of us. So what do? We as Americans have to stand proudly for freedom and understand that a free society cannot survive if it refuses to defend itself. We don't preserve freedom of speech by canceling it. We preserve free speech by exercising it, by using more of it, encouraging more speech. We protect our Constitution by ensuring loyalty to the Constitution. We protect our democratic republic by ensuring that we, the people, elect leaders who not only believe in American values, but actually live them. Leaders who are committed to ensuring that we have a government of, by, and for the people, and leaders who most importantly put freedom and the interests and well-being of the American people first in every single decision that they make.
Tulsi Gabbard, by the way, commenting on the 18,000 terrorists let in by Joe Biden when she was asked on Fox News by Kayleigh McEnany last week. He did Avril Haines, your predecessor, who was a Democrat, ran the DNI office for 4 years. Did she know about these 18,000 terrorists who we're now finding out from Representative Eli Crane? They're not like narco terrorists. They're actual terrorists, like people on watch lists, terror watch lists, who are actually Al-Qaeda and ISIS. There's 18,000 of them, and they're in this country. Did she know? Yes, she says. There were whistleblowers who wanted to vet them. They were told no. Why didn't they? Here's Tulsi Gabbard's answer as to why Avril Haines, Joe Biden's DNI, sat on this knowledge of 18,000 terrorists let into this country.
There's a direct correlation to at best, the lackadaisical approach, you could say, that the Biden administration took. In my view, it is far worse than that, that they did not care to fulfill the fundamental responsibility that any president of the United States has to ensure the safety, security, and freedom of the American people.
They knew they were here, and they had come across Biden's open border, and they did not care. They didn't care. Good!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Donald Trump. Could Donald Trump be getting ready to do what no other president could in Cuba? Wall Street Journal pointing out that Cuba is already on the brink in terms of potential government collapse in the seizure of these oil tankers. Maybe what pushes them over the edge. You know what would be fascinating about that? It would prove that we always could have done this. If we'd start focusing on our own national security instead of everybody else's on Earth. And we always could have done this. All right, joining me now is Lee Bright, who you need to go and vote for today. Good morning, Lee Bright.
Good morning.
Hey there. All right. So it is Election Day, which is strange because it's the 23rd of December, last day anybody would think of as Election Day. But it is. Tell us about it.
Well, it was set in motion with the resignation of Roger Nutt. So the date is just mandated by the state. So we're in one of those situations where we didn't pick the date, but here's where we are. And, of course, a lot of folks are doing the last-minute Christmas shopping. But, you know, we've got an election, and we don't want another Democrat in Columbia for sure. I mean, it's bad enough that we got Republicans that vote by like Democrats. But you put an actual Democrat in this seat, and that's going to be a real problem.
Yeah. Republicans, you know, the Republican leadership up there, they are Democrats. We don't need to add to that pile, right? We need you up there to help us out. And you're one of those who's really going to make a difference up there. So, folks, where can folks go to vote today? Do you have a list anywhere on your website?
Yeah, brightforsenate.com, brightforsenate.com is our website. There's a link that says how to vote right there on the homepage. They've consolidated a lot of precincts in Spartanburg County, and that's a real concern. The Democrats are definitely engaged in this race. They have been all over social media. Their goal is to turn out 2,000 voters, and that may be enough to win this thing. So we really need to make sure that everybody that's listening, you know, shows up and votes. Go to the website first, because like I said, there's about, I think it's 14 precincts that have been consolidated in Spartanburg. So it's going to be, you know, most of the smaller precincts got consolidated in the larger ones, but we have the link on our website that shows where to vote today. So we've been communicating this, and we've been doing text messages and, you know, a lot of Facebook, and of course we've been advertising on the radio, but we've, you know, the listeners made the difference in the primary, and they definitely make the difference in the general, because this is going to be a very small turnout.
Lee Bright, and again, tell people who maybe haven't voted for you before, but they want to go do it today after hearing all of this, like, where is District 12? Like, where do you live? Where are you?
District 12 is Western Spartanburg. You know, Thornblade's in it. Spalding Farms is in it. You know, areas in between those. In Spartanburg, you've got all the way from Woodland Heights to Abner Creek, half of Reedville, River Falls, Duncan, Lyman, Welford. Most of those areas are in there. It is it's a pretty big district, but really from 26 in Spartanburg, including Woodland Heights and Camelot over there on the west side, all the way to you know, Pelham Road, and then it cuts across down towards the southern side of Greenville, like I said, with Spalding Farms in that area. So you can go to my website as well, brightforsenate.com, put in your information, and it'll tell you your precinct and your district, so you can do that as well. But we are out, you know, trying to make sure people turn out today, because it's just so crucial with such a small turnout. And the Democrats have really, they're inspired, because they feel like that Republicans are going to be distracted, and this is their chance.
How many, do you know, did you happen to look? I know Diane Mitchell looked, and because she's also running today in the District 21 race. She's a Republican. You need to get out and vote for her as well. Some of your precincts actually overlap. She said just 400 people had voted in the early voting. That's it. So, I mean, this thing might not even come to 1,000 votes. It could be like a high school presidential election for class president. I mean, that's how crazy this could get. How many voted in early voting?
I think in Spartanburg there's about 700 and something. So, okay. You know, the Senate district is about, not quite the same, but about a little over 3 House districts in population.
Yeah.
So it's amazing that, you know, well over 100,000 people are going to be represented by just a few thousand a day. So it is so crucial. Every vote matters so much. This is going to be when it really makes a difference. And like I said, you put a Democrat down there for 3 years, and you think we got bad policies now. It gets worse when you put a Democrat in.
Yeah, and they're not going to care when you call. They're not. I mean, they know they're done, you know, after the first term, and they're just going to do as much damage as absolutely possible. It's going to be like not having a representative for that 3 years.
Yeah, actually, it'll be worse.
Yeah, you're right.
It'll be worse than not having one, because they're going to be pushing, you know, this guy's, you know, talking about reproductive freedom, and you know, he's a Democrat. So, I mean, that's really all you need to know. I mean, it's one thing, we've got a lot of closet Democrats, but this guy is full bore out Democrat. So,
Lee Bright, want to thank you for showing up today on 98.9 WORD and fighting that last fight to get Dish over the line. We got to help him. If you're thinking, wait, what precinct, where do I go? Vote District 12, District 21 in the House, District 12 in the Senate. You can go to our website, 989WORD.com, and you'll see all the precincts right there. Again, some of them have been consolidated, so don't get frustrated, go to the wrong precinct. We have all the precincts listed for you right there on our news page. Super easy to find. 989WORD.com. Please vote today. Okay. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton sure turning up in a lot of these Epstein photos. It's so bad that the New York Times actually had to acknowledge it. And here's what they wrote. Bill Clinton's FBI sat on a bombshell complaint about Jeffrey Epstein for nearly a decade. Of course they did. The Clintons are synonymous with crime. So you've got Bill Clinton, who is in like so many of these pictures, including with potential victims that have just been released. Now we're finding out former Epstein employee Maria Farm, this is what the New York Times is reporting, filed a formal report with the FBI September 3rd, 1996, alleging that Epstein possessed child pornography and threatened to burn down her house if she spoke out. Yet federal authorities under the Clinton, wow, isn't he a Democrat? Okay, yeah, he is a Democrat. Under the Clinton administration, did absolutely nothing with the information for almost 10 years. So at least the New York Times is talking about this. An internal investigation of the Department of Justice's handling of the Epstein case released in 2020 made no mention of Ms. Farmer's original complaint. Isn't it great? If you're the right person in America, you can own kiddie porn. Yes, great. You just keep to kiddie porn. It'll be okay as long as you're friends with Bill Clinton. Well, that report that was supposedly not in existence finally released in this tranche of information. It describes her as a professional artist, and she was taking pictures of young girls, what she was doing. And Epstein threatened to burn her house down if she told anyone. She courageously went to the FBI anyway, and they hid the whole thing. And the reason that's a big deal, because number one, it was under Bill Clinton. Epstein went to the White House dozens of times under Bill Clinton. They were seen flying together and hanging out and doing all that. So there's that. But it also shows the profound corruption of the FBI at the time. Farmer, the whistleblower, who did go to the FBI about the porn despite Epstein threatening to burn her house down, and then her report simply disappeared for 10 years. She said she told him a lot more than actually appeared in the complaint, too, that Trump has just recently released. If he had been prosecuted on what she told the FBI, instead of having it buried for a decade, there would be hundreds fewer victims. So interesting to see that just really profound corruption of the FBI, even stretching back, you know, into the 90s like that. That it's not just a modern creation, you know, the Get Trump machine, that the FBI has been profoundly corrupt for a very, very long time. Texter writes, hey, Tara, just voted in Five Forks. I was number 10 today. Wow. Please continue to encourage people to get out and vote. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family. Thank you very much. Texter writes, Clinton befuddles the Trump organization and says, release all the files. This person writes, Trump illegally releases heavily redacted and files and refuses to submit all the files. Okay, first of all, number one, they do have to redact the victims' names. I don't know if you read that, but they do. It's by law. And as far as refuses to submit all of the files, they, yes, did miss the deadline, but they say they are going to put them out, and a team of over 100 lawyers is working on the redaction still today. And they have been, by the way, since the law was passed. Texter writes, hey, Tara, these elections today should be a wake-up call for Republicans to get out and vote with all the people that are moving into this area, and they're putting in write-in candidates that are Democrat. All right, we'll be right back. All right, that does it. They're going to need to release another COVID variant or maybe some sort of terror attack. This is not going to work out. But for Democrats, for normal people, it's fantastic. Do you see this? Just broke. My jaw just dropped on the break when I saw this. GDP, so that's economic growth rate, right? Holy cow, we haven't seen this number in a long time. The GDP, so that's economic growth, is numbers just came out, rose at an annualized rate of 4.3% over the third quarter. That's with the government shutdown. Folks, remember they were thinking it might get to 4, and they said, no, it's not going to, because Democrats shut the government down. And I told you that over and over. They were shutting it down in large part, because they wanted to slow growth down, right? So people don't get paid. Money doesn't go out in the economy. They do anything to tamp the economy down so Trump doesn't get a good number like this. And he still, even with the shutdown, came in at 4.3%. You know what? Yesterday, Larry Kudlow, Fox Business, predicted 5% growth next year. And I'm like, yeah, it'd be cool, but that's probably a little high. I don't know. 4.3% growth with a shutdown? Holy cow. Let's read what the Guardian says. They broke this first, at least in this news feed anyway. The U.S. economy grew strongly over the summer. The Commerce Department announced Tuesday one of the final snapshots of the nation's finances. Gross domestic product, GDP, that's our economy, a broad measure of the value of goods and services, rose at an annualized rate of 4.3% over the third quarter, far higher than expected. Economists have been expecting the growth rate to slow to 3.2% from an annual rate of 3.8% in the second quarter. Wow. Just wow. Holy cow. Okay, just to give you some idea, anything over 3 is great. Most of the time, recent decades, just because the swamp kneecaps the economy so badly, we end up in the 2% for growth. And we're trying to figure out how to get to 3. 3.5 would be amazing. 4.3? And folks, this is what happens when you do two things. Donald Trump rounding up, traveling the globe to get $21 trillion worth of investment commitments, some of which have already started. And then you have the anticipation of them starting. And then on top of that, it's the big, beautiful bill. And people, yeah, you know, it kicks into being in January. Basically, you're talking about all those tax breaks. And particularly the expensing of factories. This is just people good. This is just booming. You know what makes sense? And I said this earlier this week, because they were trying to sound the gloomy alarm. The media was. And I said, we just hit a record high for travel, and it's not even close. 122 million people are traveling, and that despite airfares being up, double digits. And I said, that bodes really well. I mean, Christmas is a very expensive season. If you're traveling on top of it with high airfare, you feel good economically. You really do. I said that literally yesterday, and here we are. It makes sense. This is why we're seeing, because folks, it's 122 million people, largest ever travel for Christmas. The next closest number is 119. So we topped it by almost 3 million. Record travel number. And that's, by the way, for flight and for driving. That's why people are feeling this in their life, 4.3% growth rate. And again, that's with the shutdown. Without a shutdown, would we have hit 5? Wouldn't surprise me, or darn near to it. This is fantastic. But this scares me. Because last time Trump's economy caught fire, the Democrats in the Wuhan lab and the Chinese People Liberation Army, but then I repeat myself, released COVID accidentally. After, paying to create it accidentally. Yeah, it just so happens USAID gave them $52 million, the Chinese, to go get those viruses out of the bat caves, and then wrote in their own grant, oops, we didn't really think through what would happen to them after that. Oopsie. And then the Pentagon gave him $52 million too. Strangely similar number. And then Anthony Fauci gave them $6 million. And then Hunter Biden provided the $30 million startup capital for Metabiota, and they were off to the races. You will never convince me they didn't time the release of COVID. You will never convince me of that. We now know it was rolling around the mainland for weeks, and they let it get good and going. And the timing was exactly this. Trump's economy at the time was about to hit that all-important milestone that they said he couldn't hit with his policies of 30,000, the stock market hitting 30,000. And they timed it so it wouldn't do that. Destroyed his economy. This makes me very afraid, especially with a jihadi army of 18,000 in here that we know the Democrats deliberately let in. It scares me, because they're going to have to slow this down. Because if this gets, folks, this catches fire in January, because big, beautiful bill is going to hit, you start getting 100% instant expensing of factories. You're going to build factories. We're going to start building stuff. This is a disaster. Oh, for the Democrats, but for normal people, this is amazing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.